Ghost mit California Nights vom gleichnamigen Album abgespielt auf Lux FM am Dienstagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt die Band mit Bethany Costantino am Mikrofon im schönen Binu. Bei mir im Studio ist jetzt schon ihr Gitarre spielender Partner in Crime, Bob Bruno. Hello.
Hello.
Wir quatschen ein bisschen über die Magie einer musikalischen Freundschaft. Wir sprechen über die Wichtigkeit des sich gegenseitig Spiegelns. Wir finden raus, wie ein typischer Best Coast Song entsteht und sprechen auch nochmal über Aufnahmen ohne Deal im Rücken. So, how are you doing, Bruno? Everything all right?
Yeah, it's great.
Bruno, Bob.
Either one.
Yeah, it's like two first names mixed into one. So, where are you coming from today?
We're in Cologne last night.
Okay, cool. Played a show there?
Yeah.
And it was good?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Cool. Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. And where's Bethany? She's taking care of her voice, or is she unloading the truck maybe?
No, she's resting. It's her birthday today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that's why she's taking a day off from doing anything except playing the show.
Yeah, that's okay for us. but maybe I'll give a little present. I'll give you a little present that you bring to her. And we say happy birthday, Bethany Costantino.
Happy birthday, Beth.
Yeah, cool. Congratulations on LP number 3 as well. California Nights has been recorded with Wally Nagel in LA. And I've read that he's a very down-to-earth guy when it comes to recording music with him. How important is that chilly vibe thing when it comes to recording Best Coast songs?
It's very important because it puts you at ease, and when you feel comfortable, you feel like you have the freedom to experiment more and put out new ideas that you maybe are not quite sure are going to work. Mm. And he was very encouraging about for us to try different things. So that was good.
Yeah. And I think that there are some new elements on this new record of yours, California Nights, has a little melancholy feel to it. That hasn't been a part of the early Best Coast recordings too much. How surprised were you when, because I know that Beth sends you demos and you start working on them, and then you ultimately find a common idea for that song and then you finish it. But it starts with her demos. How surprised were you when she sent you the demo for California Nights with a little melancholy feel and a slower jam?
It was a pleasant surprise. When she sent it to me, she was kind of like, I don't know if you'll like this or if this is like a good song for Best Coast. Mm-hmm. But for me, it was actually the easiest song to put together on the whole record. As soon as I got the demo, I did the drum track right away and did all the synthesizers. And the synths that are on the album are the ones that I actually did at home from the demo.
That is such an advantage of the times that we live in, right?
Yeah.
you're a musician, you're talented, you have a few pieces of equipment that are worth like under $5,000 or something, and you can basically make a record with that. I mean, 10 to 20 years ago, I know that you're old enough to have experienced that time.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been possible. We would have been forced to look for a record company to play for your recordings, even if you wanted to do lo-fi stuff.
Yeah.
You had to have money from a record company, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, all the early Best Coast 7-inches were done in my bedroom, just me and Bethany. So, yeah, we still kind of work that way a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, and I know that you do love producers who kind of like work as engineers. So you do all the creative work and you make the creative decisions. And then the guy who's producing the record actually just works with the levels and helps you do it. But this time it was a little bit different, right? Wally had more influence on the record. How?
Yeah, he just, if there were sections where he felt like maybe I needed to write another guitar part, like where normally there wouldn't have been any part during certain sections, that, and also, I don't know, me and Wally just have a really good rapport and we work together really well.
Okay.
Like if I put out an idea or if he does, we can pretty much immediately envision what it's going to be like, and we can get results really quickly in the studio, which is nice.
Which is like an extension to the relationship that you have with Bethany, right?
Yeah,
because she sends you stuff, and I've read in an interview that she says the ideas that I have for those songs, they are ultimately Bob's ideas as well, and it works just like that. So
yeah.
there's a special vibe going on in the band and with Wally as well, obviously.
Yeah, the whole working process is incredibly easy, you know, mm-hmm. especially compared to other bands I was in or, you know, just even recording other bands. Mm-hmm. Work-wise, it's the easiest thing like I've ever done as far as being relaxed and just having fun.
Yeah, that's nice. When you first met Bethany, that was almost 10 years ago, and she was part of a band called Pocahontas. I love that band name, by the way. Thanks. It's a beautiful band name. And you were kind of like supervising their stuff. You were producing their first records or some of their music.
Yep.
When did you realize or find out that you want to make music together with Bethany? Because, I mean, there must have been something like a... You know, like a little look into the future when you met her first.
Yeah. During Pocahontas, because I would play on a lot of those songs too and play live with them sometimes. During the recording process of those records was when the first time I got to hear Bethany's voice by itself.
Okay.
And realize what an incredible singer she is. And she also got to watch me and hear me on those records. She saw the things I could do. And then just in between recording, we would talk about bands. And we had a lot more in common musically than the other people that were involved with that band. So they weren't really fans of pop music at all. And me and Bethany have a great love for classic pop. Yeah.
And for a poppy melody. That's something that arrives all the time on Best Coast Records. The melodies are super pop music, actually. But the noise underneath it makes it not pop anymore. Yeah. That's a cool thing.
Well, yeah, our common bond was, you know, Beach Boys, Fleetwood Mac, and then also a lot of 4AD bands.
Like Dinosaur Jr. or something.
No, more like Cocteau Twins.
Okay, 4AD, okay.
Yeah. And Red House Painters and things like that.
Yeah. It's a good thing that you've combined the love for a special kind of music and that you've found a mutual respect for each other, because, I mean, the combination of both of those things is pretty rare. Sometimes you go on tour with a man or a woman that you love and respect, but then you realize her guitar playing sucks. Or you go on tour with the best guitars in the world and you realize, oh man, staying with this guy in the bus for a few hours each day, that sucks too. So congratulations again to having found the perfect band member, kind of.
We are quite fortunate.
Yeah, you are. I really think so.
Oh yeah,
because
we know we've been in situations where it has not been pleasant. So we always appreciate the fact that her and I have a really great friendship and we get along, and everybody that plays with us is the same kind of thing. In our band.
Cool. Before we talk a bit more and before we give away some tickets, let's listen to another song. Best Coast hier nochmal mit Feeling, okay? 15 Uhr und 18 Minuten. In wenigen Minuten nach diesem Song hier. In 5 Minuten, sage ich mal, werde ich Tickets verlosen für ihre Show heute Abend im Binu. Best Coast mit Feeling Okay auf Lux FM. Heute Abend spielt die Band im Binu. Der Gitarrist der Formation Bob Bruno ist immer noch bei mir im Studio. Bethany Constantino hat sich entschuldigen lassen. Nicht etwa, weil sie den Bus einräumen muss oder ihre Stimme schon. Nein, sie hat heute Geburtstag. Happy Birthday, Beth.
Happy birthday.
I bet she's not listening, but I mean, come on. We can try. We've tried.
We're putting it out there.
We've tried, Beth. Yeah. And maybe we'll encourage people to sing a birthday song tonight while telling them that it's her birthday today. I found out today that you don't actually write the songs together. We've mentioned that before. Bethany does her demos at home or wherever she has her little demo studio with her.
Yep.
She does those demos and she sends them over to you and you start working on them. But what are the advantages of working like that? Because I've read that part of the magical friendship that you both have is the fact that you don't argue about first steps in a demo.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just really nice to be able, by working apart, especially on my side, to experiment more, and I can refine what my idea is before I present it to Bethany. Yeah. So it's not like normal band situations where you're all together and you're trying some idea that maybe sounds horrible at first, but then once you have time to work on it, you can turn it into something good.
Sure.
So it spares us that whole laborious process. And I can just present her with like, okay, here's the correct vision.
Yeah. No, and I really can imagine that if you have an idea for a song and probably your bandmate has the same idea, but he or she has a different way of getting there.
Yeah.
And then you fight about the getting there part, not even about the part that's going to be at the end of the process. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I really think that's a good idea, actually.
It's great. We tried playing together one time, and after about 2 minutes, we realized this is not the way that Best Coast is going to function as a band.
California Nights took kind of like 2 years to make. I think some people were a bit sad that it hadn't gone faster. Are you working on new material already? Or are you thinking about new material? Or is it going to be 2 years again, maybe?
The record didn't take 2 years. It actually took like maybe combined time like 5 months. Mm-hmm. But we just had a lot of things to change within how the band was operating. So it took time to get to a point where we were ready to do a record. Yeah. And
because you were kind of like forced to record album number two, right?
Album number two, we had very little time off from touring to going into the studio and having to record whatever, 12 songs. We didn't want to do that again, and we changed a lot of our approach. In the past, we always had a template of how the record was going to sound, and with this one, we threw that out, and what we did was each song, we wanted to have its own identity and its own feel instead of a whole feel for the album.
Yeah.
And, it didn't take that long.
Okay, cool. But I mean, as long as the result is as nice as the one that you've presented this year, take your time, take as long as you want, and just come back with new material.
Thank you.
As soon as possible. Please say hi to Bethany from us.
I will.
Tell her a happy birthday from the whole Flux FM crew. And now I'm going to give away some tickets for tonight's show. Wer heute Abend also bei Best Coast vor der Bühne stehen möchte und sich die Band angucken möchte mit Bethany Costantino, dem Geburtstagskind, am Gesang, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Best Coast heute Abend im BNU. Bob, thanks a lot for visiting us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
As I said, say hi to Bethany and we'll meet again next year, I bet.
Awesome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.